When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, June 30th edition. Hope everybody had a great Tuesday, almost as good as Ramon Marquez. You know, we went all so close to the no-no. And then all people, Kai Tom, shuts that one down. And you know what? The Pirates deserve that for not playing Brian Reynolds. You know who else deserves some crap? The Cleveland Indians, because they just they're just pansies. It doesn't rain for like 2-something hours. Rains like less than a tenth of an inch. And they called the game. So fun. Real fun. Thanks a lot, guys. So yeah, they're on the list. They're with the Nationals when it comes to their wonderful meteorological group. But lots of offense, lots of great pitching. Woodruff was a beast. Ray got the job done. Morton was great. Caleb Smith was good. So we're on a lot of the right plays. Just got to piece it all together and hope you didn't get Cleveland, is the way I look at it. So it was a fun slate, but we have a fun one on Wednesday as well. It's now 9 games because Cleveland has a doubleheader, so it's got pulled off the DraftKings slate. So it's set at 10 games. We have 9 games. Pitching's a little different. Lots of offense for days. We'll talk about that. And there's some more weather to worry about. We have some rain hitting up to the Midwest and Northeast for you on this slate. But before you do that, remember to check me out on Twitter at BDintric. If you have any questions, you can hit me up there or in the Fantasy DGen Slack chat. I can help you out there as well. Also, go check out Price Picks. If you like DFS, which you do, if you listen to the show, and you like prop bets, gambling, probably do because you listen to the show, go check out Price Picks. It's where worlds collide. You do total bases, you do fantasy scores. You do walks and hits, RBI, strikeouts. They have all kinds of props, but you can do a fantasy twist to it. Tons and tons of fun. Sign up on their app at Prize Picks with promo code Bubba, and they're doing a first-time deposit match up to $100. So go do that. Use promo code Bubba. Plus, they have that $1 million tournament coming up. Lots of great stuff there. So go check out Prize Picks. We're having fun there. I drop those picks in the Slack chat every day. And we do that. Some other guys drop some NBA picks, NASCAR picks. There's all kinds of fun stuff. So come check all that out. Also, if you like season-long fantasy baseball, Bench with Bubba dropped a new one on Tuesday with Draft Cheat. Good stuff, as always, with him. We'll have another one coming up with you guys on Thursday, so twice a week there. And if you're into PGA DFS, go check out the always-pressing PGA DFS podcast. Last but not least, for all the podcasts that I do, if you listen to them, if you enjoy them, if you give a rate and review on iTunes, it would mean a ton to me as well. All right, totals on this slate for what we have for now. We have the Mariners and Blue Jays. Actually, we have Angels-Yankees, 9.5. Mariners, Blue Jays, 10.5. Royals, Red Sox, 10.5. Padres, Reds, 10. Told you this, the pitching stinks. Mets, Braves, 8.5. Orioles, Astros, 9.5. Twins, White Sox, 9. Rangers, A's, 8. And we're still waiting on a few totals that'll probably be high as well. Thing is, with the weather, this is where it gets fun. It'll be worth monitoring for you on Wednesday. You know, Angels, Yankees, it's going to be hot. Wind blowing out. Great weather to hit in. Rain late. Should be fine there. Great weather to hit in the Bronx. Miami, Philadelphia, very similar. Warm, wind blowing out, should be good to hit there too. Now it gets interesting. Seattle, Toronto, about 20% chance of rain. Kansas City, Boston, anywhere from 35 to 45% chance of rain. It dies off later in the evening, but in crunch time, could be very, very wet. San Diego, Cincinnati, also about 40% there. Let's keep an eye on those two. Those could be pretty, pretty nasty. Hopefully it dies off and it's nothing major and we get the game in and we don't go full Cleveland on the situation. All right, let's check out the picks on this slate. We'll start with the pitcher's position. Chris Bassitt, 10-5 at home against the Texas Rangers. Bassitt's been absolutely outstanding this season. We'll jump right back on this train. He's been a 20-point fantasy machine time and time again. He threw that shutout. Had a hiccup the start after the shutout. Kind of happens. Kind of a joke we make, a golden rule. You don't attack that stuff, but he's made 6 innings or more in 3 of his last 4 starts, 2 earned runs or less in all 4 starts, and 5 or more Ks in 3 of those 5 starts. He's been very, very good. He's stretched out. He gets a Texas team he can definitely take advantage of. A Texas team striking out almost 21% of the time over the last month, which is good for Texas. That's very good for them. Hitting 239 with a 98 WRC plus. Joey Gallo, 2 dongs on Tuesday. He's heating up. But Bassitt at 10-5 in that ballpark, he's definitely live on this slate where pitching is very, very murky. You could go to Aaron Nola at 10-2. He's been very murky as well. It's going to be a great ballpark to hit in. So that's something to keep in mind. But Nola's been kind of all or nothing. He's got 30 or more points in two of his last three, but he's got minus 10. He's got 11. He's got 7-3, 19-15, 19-3, then a 30. So he's got three 30s in his last 10, but then nothing over 20. He's got a negative outing. It's been very, very up and down with Aaron Nola. If you want to go with him against Miami, you can. I prefer Chris Bassitt, or my favorite play pitching-wise on the slate. He should be very popular. And it sucks. We like Jose Urquidy on Tuesday. He left with an injury. Shit happens. But Luis Garcia, $9,900 at home against the Baltimore Orioles, is an outstanding play. He didn't get to face Baltimore. He faced Detroit his last time out. Six innings, two earned, five Ks. He basically has 18 or more DK points in, let's say, eight of his last 10 starts. He's got 20 or more in like five of his last seven starts, two earned runs or less in all but seven of his last eight starts. He's been great there. And the thing that I love with him, he's got six or more innings pitched in four of his last five starts. He's got five or more in eight of his last nine, and the strikeouts have been there for Luis Garcia. So the longevity's there, the quality start machine's there, facing a Baltimore team striking out 24.5% of the time versus righties. I did say they're improved, though. They're hitting 234, 181 ISO, 92 WRC+. They're not the complete pushover they once were, but still a very, very good spot for Luis Garcia. The slate is horrible for pitching. Horrible. So you have to take a stand somewhere. On paper, Garcia checks the boxes as a very, very good spot to go. So if you're paying up, I want Garcia, then Bassitt. Those are my two dogs that I'm going with pay-up-wise. And then we have some fun. You got Shohei Ohtani at 87 at the New York Yankees, a Yankees team that, they blew up against Andrew Heaney. Shocker, if you're a listener of the show, you expect stuff like that. But they are striking out 24.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a 257 average, 189 ISO, 114 WRC+. So it's the Yankees. It's the Bronx. Great hitting weather. If you want to go Shohei, go for it. I don't mind it, but GPP only with Shohei. Now it gets fun. You guys got to start planting your flag and see what happens. Like, you got Max Fried and Steven Matz coming off the IL, so I'll pass on that. But David Peterson, $7,500 at the Atlanta Braves. Peterson's got you 18 or more DK points in three straight starts, six innings in two of his last three, one in runner less in all three. He's got five or more Ks in two straight starts. He's a very up and down guy, but we've seen massive production for him at times, especially if the strikeouts are there. Now, we're targeting an Atlanta team that's been struggling tremendously offensively of late. Even saw, I think it was Magel or whatever, the young kid, dominating them for like four or five innings on Tuesday. They're striking out over 25, almost 25.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching this last month. 215 average, 140 ISO, 73 WRC+. Pitching's bad. You need to take some gambles, especially at the price point of $7,500. David Peterson checks the box as a guy that if he gets us 15 or more points, we're happy as can be. He's got that 20 to 25 plus point upside, which is very, very nice. Another guy similar to Peterson, Colby Allard, $7,300, going up against the Oakland A's, coming off a bad one against Oakland, six innings, four earned, only one K. That's the difference. He's been striking guys out part of that. His three previous starts, 17 or more DK points in all three starts. He's gone five innings in four straight starts, two runs or less in three of the last four, and he's picked up six or more Ks in two of the four. So when he's striking guys out, which he was doing for a while before that last Oakland start, lots to like there. And it is an Oakland team that is striking out almost 21% of the time versus lefties of late, 93 WRC+, 239 average four. So, again, looking at values, a guy like Colby Allard at 73 is someone you can take a look at. And then my last guy would be Bailey Ober at 5,700. I'm a big fan of Bailey Ober. I like to strike out upside of Bailey Ober. He's a big dude. Got up to 78 pitches his last time out. So if we can get him to like 90 pitches, I'd be stoked. He struggled in the fifth inning against Cincinnati. He had four strong innings. But then prior to that, his two starts prior to that, four innings, five innings, zero earned, two earned, six Ks or more in both. And he put up the fantasy production to go with it. You have this White Sox team that's struggling a lot, 24% K rate versus right-handed pitchers this last month with a 221 average and a 90 WRC+. So Ober at 57 is also a guy I could definitely get behind on this slate. So pitching is atrocious, absolutely atrocious. If you're paying up, Garcia is my favorite guy, followed by Chris Bassitt. If you're going down, Shohei Ohtani is in play at 87. Then if you're punting, Peterson, Allard, and Ober is where I'm at right now. A lot can change because there's guys on the fence. Like Dylan Cease is wishy-washy. If Minnesota throws out a really bad lineup, okay, maybe. Musgrove, same thing there with Cincinnati. Mike Minor with Boston. And then also I'm intrigued to see what Miami goes. It's either going to be Poteet or Holloway. Both could be interesting punts. The ballpark's going to be very live in Philadelphia, but those could be intriguing as well. So right now I got those main guys I told you about. We're going to need to see lineups, and a lot could differentiate, especially if weather becomes a factor. That's going to change how we approach the slate as well. So for now, that's where we stand when it comes to pitching. Let's talk about the bats on this slate. Bats for days. Salvador Perez, Vince Martin Perez at $5,200. Very, very strong in that one. But if you want to save some cash, you can go on down to guys like Sean Murphy at 45. He's in play. JT Realmuto at 43 versus Holloway or Poteet. Could be very much in play if that ballpark's live. Don't forget Realmuto hitting cleanup for the fight and fills. Some cheaper options, though. James McCann went deep on Tuesday. He's 39 versus Max Fried. Fried, a fly ball pitcher. That ball should be flying out of Atlanta. So he becomes very, very much in play. Max Stassi at 37 versus Herman. Another guy that's struggling a lot since his return. Other than that, though, like Tom Murphy's always intriguing versus lefty. He's $3,100. You have Luis Torrens. If he gets a start, he's in play as well for Toronto. Those could be some values. Martin Maldonado at $2,800 versus Harvey. Great value. Or Jason Castro, which everyone starts. Castro's 27. So your Houston catcher could be massive value. If Zach Collins gets a start again for Chicago, he's batting fifth on Tuesday. He's only $2,400 versus Bailey Ober. So that can be a play. There's Luis Torrens, $2,300, hitting all the home runs in the world. So you can go Torrens, Zach Collins, or your Astros guys, all below 3K, and get some nice value at the catcher's position. First base for you, though, you got Olsen at 6K, but Vladito at 59 versus Justice Sheffield is where it's at, folks. Like, Vladito, it's been a couple days since he's got a home run. What better than Wednesday? So give me some Vladito versus Justice Sheffield on that one. I'm all aboard that train. Reese Hoskins went deep on Tuesday. Hopefully he's going to start heating up again, but give me Vladito if you're paying up at the position. Joey Votto at 47 is definitely played a couple knocks again on Tuesday. Good spot there versus Musgrove. It's a great matchup to stack for San Diego. Most won't look at Cincinnati. Ballpark's going to be very live if the rain stays away. Votto at 47, always overlooked. Jared Walsh at 44 with that ball flying out of New York on Wednesday. He's a very strong play at $4,400. A few other ones as you go down. Mountcastle at 39 if you're fading Garcia. The Orioles' bats are alive, but I'm not fading Garcia. Alex Kirilloff, on the other hand, at $3,800, first base outfield eligible or Cease. I think Minnesota's intriguing because with as bad as pitching is on the slate, I think a lot of people will go to Dylan Cease. And Minnesota's got value. We need value because you don't want to probably pay up for some pitching. There's a lot of expensive bats. So if you're looking for some of that value, Minnesota brings it to you. One of the guys is Alex Kirilloff. There's a handful of them. We'll talk about them throughout the positions, but Kirilloff would definitely be one of them at 38. Some of the other values, though, Ty France is 3,300. He went deep on Tuesday going up against Steven Matz. Toronto, a.k.a. Buffalo, should be very live on Wednesday. So he checks the box to value at 33. Garrett Cooper hopefully plays. He's 31. But Bobby Dalback at only 31 as well. He got another knock or two on Tuesday. So Dalback, Ty France, both really low 3K options. I like Ryan O'Hearn. He went deep again on Tuesday. He might sit versus the lefty, so keep that in mind. But he's at 3K. So O'Hearn, Dalback, France, nice little values at the first base position if you're looking for something. And then one other one, if he gets the start, he started on Wednesday, Gavin Sheets. I know he had at least a double. I think he had two hits. He's $2,000 for the White Sox. Not sure. I didn't know anything about the guy, but he had at least a double, if not more production. He's 2K. So that's an extreme, extreme punt with Mr. Sheets if you want to go there. Second base. You know, Altuve is always in play versus Matt Harvey. But Whit Merrifield, another nice game on Tuesday. He's 57. Simeon went deep against, I can't remember who was pitching for Seattle. He had three on homer. He's 56 for Sheffield. So Simeon's there if you're going to stack up Toronto. Whit Merrifield's just a great play, period. Jake Cronenworth, love him. He had a nice night on. He had a big triple, got hit by a pitch. He's $5,300 versus Gutierrez, so I'll go back to that train as well. But some of the savings, I mentioned Minnesota. Polanco is only $4,300. He's second base shortstop eligible. That's a nice little piece of saving there. Kiki Hernandez only 4K versus Meyer. We know Kiki versus lefties. That's a beautiful thing as well. You can go Michael Chavis if you want. But like Jazz Chisholm is only 35 versus Nola. Nola's been scuffling a ton. That's some nice value with Chisholm at 35. Ball's going to be flying out of that ballpark. So you look at Jazz Chisholm at $3,500 as an option for you as well. So there's some value to be had on this slate as we talked about. You're going to need it. Like Dylan Moore's $2,800. If you want some Seattle value, mentioned Ty France, mentioned Luis Torrens. Seattle's got some as well at their position. And then Shed Long for Seattle, second base outfield eligible. He's $2,700 as another piece of value on their team. Third base position for you. Chapman went deep on Tuesday, 61. If you're fading Allard, it's a good play. But Donaldson mentioned the right-handed power versus Giolito. He had to geo deep in the first. He's $5,400. He'd be a nice contrarian, more expensive piece of Minnesota if you wanted to go there. Devers is always a play at 53. Machado at 51. So they're all really, really good plays, depending if you're stacking it up. Otherwise, you can save some cash and go down to like Urshela at 43 if you want to fade Ohtani and get to that Angels bullpen. So Ohtani's going to go 5 or 6 if he's clicking. That's all he's going to do. It's going to be warm. It's going to be humid. It's going to be flying out of the ballpark. So Urshela at 43 could be interesting for you there. Alec Baum has been heating up, so he could be a nice play at 4K. Philadelphia should get things going for you. He had 21 points on Monday. Did not see what he did on Tuesday just yet. But he's 4K. It could be a nice value as well. Same with Austin Riley at 39 if you're going to attack Peterson. But another twin, Luis Arias, $3,700. Not one of my favorite values, but he's there. John Birdie's 32. He's been kind of hitting of late. Talked about him on recent shows. Wrote about him in the outfield waiver wire column at RotoBaller. So he's $3,200 as another piece of value as well. Shortstop position on the slate. Fernando Tatis Jr., 62. But Bichette's 58. Bo Bichette, he went deep on Tuesday. So he's obviously large in play against Sheffield. You got Bogarts if you're stacking Boston. You throw him in your stacks. Correa as well. But if you're not paying all the way up, you got Dansby Swanson at 45, mentioned Polanco at 43. So if you're not going to the 5K range, there's tons of options. Once again, Gleyber Torres has been a big disappointment. He's $3,700. He had a couple knocks, drove in a run, scored some runs, even stole a base on Tuesday. Did a little bit of everything. Didn't go deep because that's not what he does anymore, but he was productive. He's $3,700 if you're stacking only in a stack to use Gleyber Torres. Keep that in mind. Only in a stack to use Gleyber Torres. A few other ones for you as you go down the shortstop position, though. I'm not a big David Fletcher guy because he has no power. Like the stack has to go bananas for Fletcher to work. Like it could have happened, yes, but I think there's other ways to use that. So not a lot of cheapies at shortstop yet again. Outfield, though, there's going to be tons. Like Acuna is always worth a look. Jordan Alvarez versus Harvey, like, yeah. But I think Winker's intriguing at 59. He went deep on Tuesday. We love Winker, especially in Great American Small Park, especially against right-handed pitching. So you can go Wink at 59 if you want to. Mention Whit Merrifield. The Yankees are going to be intriguing versus Ohtani because he's super hot. First time pitching over there. I like Ohtani a lot, but I could see the Yankees being interesting as well. Like I really could. But Ramon Laureano's 54. Bryce Harper at 53 is a great play. I think Philadelphia, so many other spots, Philadelphia might get overlooked a little bit on this one. So that could be quite intriguing with Harper at 5,300. Nelly Cruz at 51. But Tommy Pham, he went deep. He stole a bag. He had a monster. He had 3 or 4 hits. On Tuesday, he's 5K flat. Trent Grisham's up to 48. He had a couple knocks and a run and an RBI, so he's in play for you. George Springer's up to 46. His price tag's finally come up. You got Michael Brantley at 45. So a lot of this is stack-related. Like, there's one-offs you can make, sure. Like, if you need to, you can definitely make one-offs, but you're going to stack most of this up. It's just how it's going to go. Starling Marte's 42. But if you are fading Garcia, Mullins, homered, doubled, had a big game. He's 4,100 against Garcia. McCutcheon is only 39. That's a nice value as well. But another couple of twins. Mentioned Kirilloff at 38. You got Max Kepler at 38 as well. So a nice little value with Kep. Joey Gallo, 2 more home runs on Tuesday. Dude's absolutely crushing it. If you're not using Chris Bassett, Gallo at 38 is a nice tournament play in his matchup. Duvall went deep only if you're stacking Miami. Do you use Duvall? He's not a one-off. Going down farther, Hunter Renfroe against the lefty at 36. A great play. Really, really good play. You know, Pilar, Soler, tournaments. Sure, part of a stack, sure. Renfroe, you can play as a one-off if you wanted to, or a part of a stack for sure. Even cheaper, though, as you go down farther, I mentioned Garrett Cooper earlier. He's in play. Trevor Larnach, another Twins, only 3K. He's hitting in the middle of that Minnesota order. That's a good value. Miguel Andujar at 3K if you want to fade Ohtani is a nice value. But Miles Straw at 3K is awesome. If you're fading Garcia, Santander and Hayes both had big nights on Tuesday. They're both 3K. So Baltimore's massive value, and Garcia can be massive chalk. So if you want to go that route and be different, you could do that too. ACS, I love Garcia in that matchup, but Baltimore, they've paid off the last two nights. Can they make it 3 in a row? We love playing Baltimore because they're cheap and their bats are good. Their pitchers suck, but their bats are good. So you can go that route if you have to. Mentioned Shed Long earlier. Other than that, check the lineups. There'll be a few guys that pop out, like Eli White's 24. He's been okay. There'll be a few guys like Jesus Sanchez of Miami's $2,200. Could be a nice contrarian play versus Nola. That could be someone to take a peek at. So check your lineups. See what comes out for some last-minute value in this one. Recapping the pitching on this wonderful, wonderful nine-game slate. Chris Bassett, 10-5. He's great, but Luis Garcia is my top pay-up option at 99. There's arguments for pretty much everybody, but it's Garcia Bassett for me. I like Ohtani quite a bit, but the more I look at it, the weather's going to be very interesting there. But value-wise, Peterson and Allard at 75 and 73. These are all risky pitchers. The slate's not great. So Peterson and Allard, I like their upside, 15-plus point potential. Let's go that direction. Bailey Ober. Let's see who Miami throws out there. They throw Petit out there. That could be kind of interesting as well. And then I mentioned, let's see lineups because, you know, Cease, if Minnesota throws out a dud, you know, Musgrove, Minor, there's a couple more arguments you can make if you need it. Other than that, though, if you're stacking it up, I think Philadelphia is very live in their stack. Toronto against Justice Sheffield, sign me up for that. But Seattle's a nice value. Some value plays there against Matt's coming off the IL, so you can go that direction. Like San Diego again, watch the weather in that one. Kansas City, Boston, both very, very live. I like Kansas City to be different because most will go to Boston. But I like Kansas City against Martin Perez to be different. Again, watch the weather there as well. If you're going to the late night games here, Minnesota versus Cease intrigues me quite a bit, especially the value in that one. Houston is probably the best stack on the slate. Will be super chalky, though, as well. So a couple angles to go with. Lots and lots to do. Lineups are going to be very important. Watching the weather is going to be very important. And as Roger Blackburn in the live chat says, it's a rough slate here. I said, yes, it is very, very rough. We're going to play it because that's what we do, but it's tough. That's why you might want to use Prize Picks because you don't have to play all nine games. You just make, you know, anywhere from 2 to 5 picks, and you rock and roll and enjoy the evening. And if you want to sign up at Prize Picks and you want a $100 first-time deposit bonus match of up to $100, they don't give away $100. You have to deposit up to $100 to get $100 back. Use promo code Bubba when you sign up. Go check all that out. Follow me on Twitter at BDIntric. If you have any questions, hit me up there or in the free Fantasy Degen Slack chat. Lots of good stuff there. Check out the Bench with Bubba podcast. It's recorded with Draft Cheat, episode 382 on Tuesday. Got the always pressing PGA DFS podcast previewing the Rocket Mortgage Classic out for you. Lots of great content. My written content at rotoballer.com. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, the premium values article. So check out the values play. Become a premium member by using promo code Bubba to get an extra 10% off the already discounted MLB season package. But there you go, folks. 9 games in the books. Good luck with you on your Wednesday. I'll be back with you Thursday. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, June 30th edition of the books. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.